Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.
Northern Michigan has taken a hard hit from a serious winter storm. It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. You've got to understand, this is not a common storm for us here. Sure, we get snow in northern Michigan, but something like this is rare. It has prompted calls to stay home and to hunker down. Lieutenant Ashley Miller is with the Michigan State Police. She told our colleagues at WCMU Radio that additional troopers have been called in and people should travel only if absolutely necessary.
So we want to make sure that people on the roadway aren't stuck, and if they are, we're there to assist, and we're monitoring the road conditions also, but they are actively patrolling.
I stayed put today, which was not a choice. I got up earlier than usual, ready to head off and host the morning news on a day when I knew lots of people would be clamoring for it, and I made it as far as the middle of my driveway, not even the end, and my driveway's short. I was brought to a grinding halt by deep snow. I shoveled, no avail, so I turned off the car. I came back inside, and I called meteorologist Matt Gillen at the National Weather Service in Gaylord.
Yeah, I mean, really overnight, a fairly significant ice storm unfolded near the M55 corridor, basically from parts of Wexford County eastward to Alcona and Iosco County near the Lake Huron shoreline. Early reports this morning, upwards of a quarter of inch of ice, even some higher amounts I would imagine will come in here this morning. So lots of power outages across those areas, more than 100,000 in the state, matter of fact, largely focused in that area there of northern lower Michigan. But otherwise, heavy snow to the north, tip of the mid up near the Mackinac Bridge into the UP. Heavy snow has fallen overnight. And as the day goes on here, we're going to see everybody transitioning over to snow. Should occur by midday, pretty much area-wide. And then the winds will increase as well out of the northwest. So some blowing and drifting snow. And those strong winds may really sort of exacerbate the icing concerns across parts of the area, those significant areas or the significant icing areas. More power line and tree damage expected with those winds.
We have, you know, thick, heavy snow between 8 to 12 inches in front of my house here in East Bay Township, just east of Traverse City. That seems to be the case across the region, and it sounds like roads are almost impassable in a lot of places.
That's what we're hearing as well, and I think a lot of that for the areas that have seen snow is that it's been mixed with sleet across parts of northern lower, and that essentially is like driving on little BBs. You know, it's like driving through sand. So it's much worse than a foot or two of snow, matter of fact. If we get even a little bit of sleet, it makes for treacherous road conditions. So there's no doubt there's going to be hazardous travel today area-wide.
When can we expect some relief? Do we have temperatures that are going to start to melt any of this or ease it a little bit for us?
Unfortunately, no. Not through at least Tuesday night. In fact, we're going to turn colder. Lows tonight across a large portion of northern lower Michigan in the single digits. Maybe the folks near Traverse City to Manistee in the low teens, but nonetheless still cold. Tuesday in the teens for highs for most areas. By Wednesday, we start to see some improvement, low to mid-30s area-wide, and that trend continues into Thursday, likely above freezing across all of northern Michigan.
How did you get to the office?
I drove in at 8:30 last night and was able to make it with, fortunately, fairly little issue.
How do you plan to get home?
That's unclear. We just spoke to an employee that was trying to get in, and he is stuck on his road, so it may be a slow go here for some of us this morning.
I'll let you go in just a second. I've got one more question for you. I don't know how long you've been a meteorologist, but I'm kind of curious if you've ever seen anything like this before.
You know, the ice storm of last year is comes to mind right away for the areas that have seen icing here yesterday and overnight. In terms of a storm that's produced this widespread of winter impacts, it's been a while. And not just, impacts here and there. These are widespread all the way from the western UP through central Michigan, and today that's going to encompass most of the state with a return to wind and snow. So it's been a while since we've seen a storm of this magnitude, and it's certainly made itself felt.
Matt Gillen with the National Weather Service, thanks for taking some time for us this morning.
Thanks. You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. More than a quarter inch of ice has built up in parts of northern Michigan as we're recording this at about noon on Monday. We are under a foot or more of wet, heavy snow in Traverse City. It turns into feet when you go north. In the Upper Peninsula, they've got about 3 feet on the ground. I might sound a little different than usual because I am recording this at my dining room table, not in the studio where we usually make the lowdown each day. Our reporters also stuck at home, and we checked in with them around 10 a.m. I've got Claire Keenan-Kurgan, Ellie Katz, Maxwell Howard, and Austin Rolater on the line. Claire, you're coming to us from New York. Let's start with you. No flights in or out of Cherry Capital Airport today, and it sounds like it's going to be that way for a while.
No, yeah, certainly no flights today. I was visiting some family, was still here over the weekend, and I had a flight canceled actually before it started snowing, and then have not been able to get back yet, so working from my parents' house today.
Yeah. Max Howard, you are just west of Traverse City. What's out your window right now?
Yeah, I'm out by Long Lake, just a little north of Interlaken. I'm in my home office right now. I'm looking out in the backyard. And all the plastic that I've wrapped around my chicken coop has blown off from the winds. So I'm going to have to re-insulate my coop. We've got quite a bit of snow out here, but it's mostly pretty wet.
Ellie Katz, I know that it was a little difficult to get out to shovel this morning, and you're kind of hunkered down at home too.
I am, yes. My fiance had to climb out the bathroom window to shovel out the doors. They were pretty much fully drifted in by snow. So we were able to get out the window, but everything else is pretty much buried.
As part of your beat, Ellie, you know, the environment, you cover sort of the impact of weather sometimes on what's going on around the region. I know you're going to be checking in with sources as we go through today. But the weather can be unpredictable here. I mean, there's a lot to sort of brace for as we get into especially the later part of March.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is that we were under an ice storm warning earlier this weekend, and it kind of brought back memories of last spring's ice storm. And last spring, I talked to a climatologist who said something that's really stuck with me, especially this weekend, which is that as the climate warms, northern Michigan for the next several years is going to fall right in that zone where warm air from the south is going to meet cold air from the north during this time of year. And so we're likely to see more and more ice storms in the years to come. Obviously, it doesn't seem like it was as bad this year as it was last year, but I was definitely thinking about that as we saw the ice storm warning and all that sleet and freezing rain was coming down earlier this weekend.
Let's go to Austin Rolater over in Bel Air. Austin, what's the situation outside your front door right now?
Yeah, I'm looking out the window, and it's extremely windy. And so everything that's falling from the sky is kind of falling sideways. And it's hard to describe. Right now, it's pretty much snow, but I have seen over the last 24 hours or so, this kind of like oscillating milieu of precipitation from snow, like big 1-inch snowflakes, to this, I don't know, I guess I would call it maybe like ice plasma. It's like not all the way frozen, but as soon as it hits anything, it freezes on contact. And so that's been kind of like what we've been experiencing up here. There isn't ice like dangling from the power lines or anything like that. And so it hasn't gotten to the point like we experienced last year with the big ice storm where there's like this heavy ice dangling on everything. And we still have power up here. But yeah, the roads are impossible and we're going to be stuck at home all day.
So, okay, the IPR news team, we're faring decently well, but the storm has caused some real problems. As of this recording, more than 100,000 utility customers are in the dark. Cars are stuck on some highways, and emergency responders and snowplows are just trying to keep up. We will be back tomorrow with more news, including probably more about this storm. We're going to give the last word to John Rogers, who is manager of the Kalkaska County Road Commission, reiterating the advice we have been giving throughout the day.
There's a lot of people that are stuck. There's intersections, drifting areas, heavy snow areas. if you can stay home, stay home. There's nothing worth risking it right now.
Thanks for listening. Stay dry. If you can, stay put and stay warm.